Chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia occurs when a pregnant person with high blood pressure that's pre-existing or happens early in pregnancy develops preeclampsia. Early diagnosis and treatment is vital. High blood pressure, also called hypertension, is common. In fact, nearly half of all adults in the United States have high blood pressure. Having high blood pressure can contribute to a variety of health issues across your lifespan. It can also cause potentially serious problems during pregnancy. People who have high blood pressure before or early into their pregnancy, called chronic hypertension, have a higher risk of developing preeclampsia. When this happens, it's called chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia. Continue reading to learn more about chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia. We cover all of the basics, including what it is, its symptoms, and how it's diagnosed and treated. What is chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia? Chronic hypertension is when you have high blood pressure before you get pregnant, or when you develop high blood pressure early in pregnancy, before 20 weeks. You have chronic hypertension if the following are true within this time window. You have a systolic blood pressure reading, the top number, of 140 millimeters in Hochgrams or higher, a diastolic blood pressure reading, the bottom number, of 90 millimeters per grams or higher, or both. You can refer to this blood pressure chart. You were taking blood pressure medications before your pregnancy. Pregnant people with chronic hypertension are at risk of preeclampsia and several other health issues, including stroke, heart disease, kidney disease. Preeclampsia is a pregnancy complication where you have high blood pressure accompanied by other signs of organ problems, like protein in your urine, low platelet count, elevated liver enzymes, poor kidney function. When a pregnant person has chronic hypertension and develops preeclampsia, it's called chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia. A 2021 review notes that 1 to 5% of pregnant people have chronic hypertension. Of these, 20 to 50% develop superimposed preeclampsia. What are the symptoms of chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia? If you have chronic hypertension and develop preeclampsia, some of the symptoms you may experience include persistent headache, vision changes, like seeing spots or having blurry vision, pain in the upper abdomen or stomach area, swelling in your hands or face, nausea and vomiting, sudden unexplained weight gain, difficulty breathing. A 2024 study notes that preeclampsia tends to develop earlier and be more severe in people with chronic hypertension. If left untreated, preeclampsia can worsen and may develop into a life-threatening condition called eclampsia, in which you start to have seizures. That's why it's important to call a doctor right away if you're pregnant and notice you're having symptoms of preeclampsia. Treatments can help prevent preeclampsia from worsening. Does having chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia affect the baby? Having chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia can have negative health effects on a baby. Compared with preeclampsia alone, this condition has been associated with an increased risk of a baby born small for their gestational age, preterm delivery, cesarean delivery, admission to the neonatal intensive care unit, NICU. What causes chronic hypertension with superimposed preeclampsia? People who have chronic hypertension often have high blood pressure before becoming pregnant. In fact, researchers estimate that 90% of people with chronic hypertension have it due to family history or lifestyle factors, which can include obesity, a diet high in sodium, low physical activity, smoking, heavy alcohol use. The cause of preeclampsia isn't well understood. However, one contributing factor is believed to be low blood,